Dr. John Smith goes to Duquesne. Edna Lucy Smith, E-D-N-A L-U-C-I-S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 4/26/57. Date of visit is 1/22/13. Subjective. Today, Lucy presents for a follow-up regarding her chronic perihilar lymphadenopathy of unknown etiology, type 2 diabetes mellitus, chronic right diaphragmatic hernia, migraine headaches, chronic low back pain, secondary disc bulge, L5-S1 and degenerative disc disease, diverticulosis, post-cholecystectomy diarrhea, fibromyalgia / chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, hypertension, severe osteoporosis of the lumbar spine, hiatal hernia / GERD, hyperlipidemia, stress urinary incontinence, emphysema secondary to secondhand smoking, secondhand smoke, hyperuricemia, and hyperuricemia period. She complains of pains in the arms and legs more at night, and this is probably a nocturnal myoclonus for which I feel Neurontin would work well, period. She did see Asheville Pulmonology, and he did, apparently the physician there did not have all the information needed, so did order another pulmonary function test, which revealed an FVC of 80.68% of predicted, FEV1 88.69% of predicted period. Dr. PUCCI, pulmonologist, at that time recommended lymphadenectomy for a diagnosis of her enlarging mediastinal lymphadenopathy period. She does complain of shortness of breath with even mild exertion and easy fatigability period. At this point, I feel that she has a sarcoidosis, but we're awaiting a definitive diagnosis with lymphadenectomy, hopefully to be done soon. Period. This will be set up by her pulmonologist locally, Dr. Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, period. Also, still having problems with diarrhea-type movements, and cholested is helping somewhat, period. She complains of pain more on the left side of her chest, for which it doubles her over, and this might be secondary to her lymphadenopathy too, period. All in all, with her chronic ongoing problems, she does have persistent fatigability and is unable to even perform her normal household chores, let alone seek any job, or let alone seek any gainful employment, period. She tells me with any job she will have to have bathroom facilities and to be used about every 15 to 20 minutes, which would be very impractical with any job situation, period. Standard review, left side chart, standard review of systems, objective, pleasant 55-year-old white female, obese, or slightly obese, I have no appearance stress this time. Vitals 118/89, 92 regular 18 per minute, 98.4, 5 to 3.5 inches, 208.0 pounds, decreased 7 pounds since the last visit, BMI 36.3, HENT normal, neck normal, lungs, clitoral auscultation with our decreased breast sounds by Basler, period, heart normal, abdomen obese with bilateral upper quadrant tendon startup palpation, period, no guarding or rebound, period, positive bowel sounds of upper quadrant, period, no masses or spondylometaphyseal skin, moment dry, good skin, trigger extremities, plus deep pupil pulse, no edema. Assessment plan number one, infrapulmonary for chronic medical problems stated above. Number two, chronic mediastinal lymphadenopathy and shortness of breath without a known diagnosis, period. Hopefully when she sees her pulmonologist, a mediastinoscopy could be set up to get a lymph node biopsy, period. Next number, today got a urine for microalbumin. We'll also get a CBC, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, and FLP, period. Next number, there again, I'm sorry, next number with their nocturnal myoclonus will start Neurontin, 300 milligram, one type of POQHS, or number 30 count with 6 refills. Next number refill to metformin and colestin times 1 year period. It should be stated that the diarrhea started before metformin was added on board, period. Next number, regarding her complaint of shortness of breath, easy fatigability, generalized arthralgias, numbness of the hands and feet, back pain, etc. I feel that she cannot perform any normal household, or she cannot even perform any normal household chores. I feel that she cannot also seek any job employment, period. I'm therefore recommending she apply for permanent disability still, period. Education. Next, we'll see her again in 4 months for follow-up performance of need education on this patient. Thank you.